Psychological archetypes of Venus nakshatras. Let us explore how the three Venus-ruled nakshatras, Bharani, Purva Falguni, and Purva Ashada, give rise to distinct psychological archetypes by blending Venusian principles of desire, creativity, relationship, and refinement with the elemental signatures of their respective signs, Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius. Bharani combines Aries' cardinal fire with Venus's deeply creative and transformational essence. This nakshatra carries the weight of life and death themes, of birthing, bearing, and releasing. Archetypes here are passionate, intense, and often drawn to taboo spaces or roles that involve transformation and emotional depth. When Mars or Sun is placed here, the reformer emerges, one who challenges emotional or societal constraints to create meaningful change. With Venus or Jupiter, we see the creator, generating beauty, relationships, or art from profound emotional experience. The diplomat or the catalyst may arise when Mercury or Rahu is involved, individuals who seduce or shift others through charm, persuasion, or emotionally charged expression. Bharani archetypes are fierce nurturers or powerful lovers whose beauty lies in their ability to endure, transform, and create under pressure. Purva Falguni in Leo. Purva Falguni blends Leo's fixed fire with Venus's joy-seeking, artistic, and relational nature. This is the nakshatra of pleasure, romance, indulgence, and creative expression. Archetypes here are socially magnetic, romantically expressive, and often psychologically attuned to beauty, love, and relaxation. When Venus or the Sun occupies this nakshatra, the creator or the visionary emerges, those who lead through charisma, performance, and aesthetic brilliance. With Moon or Mercury, we find the diplomat or the guardian, relational protectors and peace weavers, gifted in emotional and social expression. Mars or Rahu placements may produce the maverick, someone who challenges norms around sexuality, luxury, or identity while remaining charming and persuasive. Purva Falguni archetypes thrive in emotional expression and artistic leadership, blending pleasure with power and creativity with confidence. Purva Ashada in Sagittarius. Purva Ashada fuses Sagittarius' idealistic, expansive fire with Venus's emotional sensitivity and desire for connection. The archetypes here are emotionally visionary, inspired by principles of truth, devotion, and emotional victory. There is often an urge to win, not just in love, but in philosophical or moral arenas. When Jupiter or Venus is placed here, the visionary or the creator appears, individuals who lead through uplifting ideals and beauty aligned with truth. With Moon or Mars, we find the reformer or the diplomat, archetypes who advocate emotionally charged transformation with clarity and conviction. Mercury or Saturn may yield the strategist, someone who manages emotions with quiet dignity and moral insight. Purva Ashada archetypes are spiritual lovers, expressive warriors of beauty, and defenders of emotionally charged truth, desiring both connection and elevation. Venus nakshatras give rise to archetypes that weave beauty with intensity, creativity with courage, and love with legacy. Whether bearing transformation in Bharani, reveling in expression in Purva Falguni, or pursuing truth through devotion in Purva Ashada, their essence is to refine, relate, and radiate. Psychological archetypes within Bharani nakshatra. Let us examine how different planets or points within Bharani nakshatra could give rise to one or more of the 14 psychological archetypes. Sun in Bharani. The Sun in Bharani manifests as a deep internal power struggling between control and transformation. There is a strong drive to lead not only with authority, but also with a need to carry, birth, or hold space for others. This aligns with the reformer, who leads by shouldering difficult responsibilities for systemic change, and the strategist, who channels power into sustainable, structured success. The personality carries weight and intensity, often transforming through struggle. Moon in Bharani. Moon here creates emotional intensity and inner tension. Emotions are layered, passionate, and often kept private or expressed through sacrifice and silent resilience. This placement often aligns with the guardian, who protects through consistency and internal strength, or the reformer, emotionally invested in transforming people or systems. There's a deep maternal quality, but it's often tied to themes of emotional burden or duty. Mars in Bharani. Mars in Bharani charges into transformation with willpower and force. The drive is directed toward breaking oppressive structures and birthing new directions, even if it requires confrontation. the archetype that emerges is the maverick, who disrupts with controlled fire, or the catalyst, whose personal force ignites group change. Sexual and creative energy is heightened, often fueling their ambition. Mercury and Barani. Mercury expresses in a bold, blunt, and creative voice. Communication is passionate, opinionated, and often laced with judgment or moral conviction. This placement may generate the innovator, who uses words to provoke cultural or social transformation, or the creator, who crafts stories or visuals that convey difficult truths. Mental processing is deep, but needs refinement to balance impulse with clarity. Jupiter in Barani. Jupiter here becomes the ethical transformer, carrying moral or philosophical burdens for the sake of society. There's a tendency to guide others through heavy transitions, spiritual teachings, or psychological rebirth. This archetype expresses as the visionary, offering new ways of thinking and living, or the architect, who builds principled frameworks through which others can transform. Wisdom is gained through experience and endurance. Venus in Barani. Venus in Barani is passionate, sensual, and intense in both love and aesthetic expression. Relationships and creative endeavors become vehicles for profound change. This placement aligns strongly with the creator, who transforms pain or beauty into expressive form, or the catalyst, using charm or attraction as a means of influence and activation. There is a strong emphasis on themes of creation, destruction, and rebirth in both art and connection. Saturn in Barani. Saturn's placement here turns burden into purpose. It brings a heavy sense of duty, control, and responsibility around transformation. These individuals often carry more than they show and operate within strict internal ethics. This generates the administrator, who manages the messiness of change with order and patience, or the reformer, dedicated to structural change over long cycles. It's a slow-burning but powerful archetype rooted in endurance. Rahu in Barani intensifies the desire to break norms and reinvent boundaries around power, sexuality, and control. This placement is wired for taboo exploration, dramatic shifts, and social provocation. The psychological archetype is often the maverick, challenging oppressive dynamics, or the creator, using intense passion and imagination to birth something entirely new from chaos or contradiction. Ketu in Barani. Ketu brings detachment into Barani's transformative intensity. This may result in someone who serves or supports others through crisis without personal attachment. The archetype here reflects the visionary, who sees beyond pain into the rebirth process, or the arbitrator, who observes the cycles of life and death from a rational and personal distance. There's a quiet, powerful ability to guide others through endings and new beginnings without ego involvement. Psychological archetypes within Purva Falguni Nakshatra. Let us examine how different planets or points within Purva Falguni Nakshatra could give rise to one or more of the 14 psychological archetypes, ensuring each is represented distinctly across the system. The sun in Purva Falguni expresses charisma, playfulness, and a radiant need for connection and celebration. Identity is built around self-expression, creativity, and being admired. This gives rise to the creator, whose sense of self is tied to artistic output or romantic vitality, and the visionary, who inspires others through joyful presence, performance, or aesthetic ideals rooted in vitality and leadership. Moon in Purva Falguni. The moon here nurtures through warmth, affection, and a love of pleasure and harmony. Emotions are romantic, indulgent, and drawn to beauty and fun. This produces the diplomat, who maintains emotional peace through charm and sociability, and the guardian, who protects intimate bonds and creates spaces of comfort and delight for loved ones. Mars in Purva Falguni. Mars in this nakshatra acts with romantic bravado, creative urgency, and a drive to enjoy life fully. Action is passionate and expressive. This creates the catalyst, who energizes others through charm and confident movement, and the maverick, who resists conventional restraint in favor of pleasure-led motivation and bold self-expression. Mercury in Purva Falguni. Mercury becomes persuasive, artistic, and socially savvy in this nakshatra. Speech is expressive and laced with humor, beauty, or seduction. This supports the creator, who communicates through artistic or entertaining forms, and the diplomat, who uses clever charm and stylish wit to maintain harmony and influence social settings. Jupiter in Purva Falguni. Jupiter here expresses through expansive enjoyment, pleasure-based teachings, and the celebration of life and love. Wisdom is filtered through joy, relationships, and generous aesthetics. This gives rise to the visionary, who uplifts others through creative philosophy or joyful leadership, and the architect, who builds systems that support leisure, beauty, or partnership. Venus in Purva Falguni. Venus is the ruling planet here and shines in full force, radiating sensuality, art, love, and magnetic allure. This placement strongly embodies the creator, who uses sensuality, design, and relational charm to bring beauty into form, and the diplomat, who deeply values interpersonal grace and harmonious relationships. Love is life's highest art. Saturn in Purva Falguni. Saturn adds responsibility to the pursuit of pleasure, grounding creativity, and relationships with long-term vision. It generates the administrator, who manages artistic or relational structures with consistency, and the strategist, who cautiously builds stability in emotional or romantic environments, often taking a disciplined approach to intimacy and indulgence. Rahu in Purva Funahu intensifies the desire for pleasure, attention, and aesthetic validation. It creates the maverick who seeks sensual freedom and artistic recognition outside conventional boundaries, and the catalyst who uses provocative charm to stir desire and movement in others. Their creativity is bold, attention-grabbing, and often unfiltered. Ketu in Purva Falguni. Ketu brings detachment from external pleasures while retaining a refined, internalized aesthetic sensibility. These individuals may enjoy art and connection, but with subtlety and inward focus. This expresses the arbitrator, who observes romantic or creative dynamics without over-attachment, and the visionary, who channels a deeper understanding of beauty's spiritual roots into their work or presence. Psychological archetypes within Purva Ashada Nakshatra. Let us examine how different planets or points within Purva Ashada Nakshatra could give rise to one or more of the 14 psychological archetypes, ensuring each is represented distinctly across the system. Sun in Purva Ashada. The Sun in Purva Ashada expresses identity through a drive for victory, inspiration, and principled living. There is a radiant need to lead with idealism, often rooted in belief in justice, ethics, or spiritual truth. This gives rise to the visionary, who leads with conviction and uplifts through inspiration, and the strategist, who channels ambition through focused plans, long-range goals, and purposeful confidence. Moon here generates emotionally driven enthusiasm, faith, and an inner need to feel purposeful through emotional victory or upliftment. Emotions are idealistic, spirited, and sometimes dramatic. This supports the guardian, who nurtures others through hope and emotional resilience, and the diplomat, who channels emotional wisdom into unifying others with charisma and emotional understanding. Mars in Purva Ashada. Mars in this nakshatra takes bold action for ideals, truth, or causes. The energy is high-spirited, morally driven, and deeply committed to pursuing goals aligned with personal meaning. This expresses the executor, who channels energy into focused campaigns, and the catalyst, who ignites change through emotionally charged motivation and action rooted in belief systems or visionary ideals. Mercury in Purva Ashada. Mercury in Purva Ashada communicates with conviction, passion, and a gift for persuasion. The mind is motivated by truth, high values, and philosophical exploration. This brings forward the innovator, who expresses through spirited speech and ideas, and the arbitrator, who balances moral and intellectual clarity when navigating social or ideological complexity. Jupiter in Purva Ashada. Jupiter rules this nakshatra and expresses most fully here. It brings expansive belief, spiritual purpose, and teaching through life's victories and trials. This supports the architect, who builds frameworks for truth, growth, or collective progress, and the visionary, who teaches and uplifts others through spiritual insight, expansive optimism, and guiding principles. Venus in Purva Ashada. Venus in this nakshatra expresses beauty and love with idealism, charm, and often emotional depth. There's a natural inclination to form emotionally enriching and principled relationships. This gives rise to the creator, who pours emotion into beauty and artistic expression, and the diplomat, who navigates social and romantic connections with grace, flair, and faith in people's potential. Saturn in Purva Asha. Saturn brings discipline to emotional expression and commitment to ethical development. It grounds the idealism of this nakshatra in long-term integrity and endurance. This produces the administrator, who manages spiritual or moral frameworks with structure and accountability, and the strategist, who endures setbacks but keeps progressing with perseverance and inner alignment. Rahu in Purva Ashada. Rahu in this nakshatra amplifies desire for recognition, emotional power, or spiritual prominence. There's often a larger-than-life hunger to prove one's truth or dominate through idealism. This gives rise to the maverick, who pushes boundaries in pursuit of emotional or ideological freedom, and the catalyst, who motivates others by embodying bold, unconventional belief and expressive energy. Ketu in Purva Ashada. Ketu in Purva Ashada brings detachment from egoic victory while embodying deep emotional clarity and wisdom. There is an intuitive grasp of truth and spiritual purpose, often without the need for external validation. This supports the arbitrator, who sees through emotional illusions to make grounded decisions, and the visionary, who shares quiet spiritual depth rooted in lived emotional wisdom and intuitive clarity.